This is Kaya Biz
with Guletum Fupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and this evening we're joined by Group Chief Executive of Life Healthcare Group, Peter Wharton-Hood, to give us some insight into the group's financials that were released here today. Stronger earnings despite a slight dip in profits, but of course still managing to pay out a dividend to its shareholders. Mr. Wharton-Hood, a great pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome.
Good evening, Gugulethu, and a pleasure to join you.
Fantastic. I guess when we talk about Life Healthcare, a lot of South Africans really are familiar with your brand, many interacting with it clearly for healthcare purposes. But I guess when it comes to your numbers, share a quick overview of a few highlights that you're keen to share this evening.
Absolutely. The group reported revenue of 28 billion, which was 5% higher than last year. We generated cash from our business of exactly 5 billion rand, and we declared a dividend payable to shareholders of 25 cents for every ordinary share that is held in the company. And that becomes a very important part of demonstrating how optimistic we are about the way forward for the company, despite the fact we've had a very difficult 12-month period on which we're reporting.
Let's talk about the difficulties within this period. One would assume that post the pandemic and reduced COVID-19 cases, that things would be easier. But what characterized this performance?
It's actually a story of halves. The first 6 months were very difficult, and you are correct. We experienced the wrath of COVID wave 5. We had floods in KZN. We had a fire in one of our hospital complexes. And we've had load shedding that's impacted the operations. The second half of the year, we showed a significant increase in underlying activities. Our hospital admissions, people coming to our hospital, were 21% higher than the previous period. Our occupancy levels increased significantly to about 65%. And the number of minutes in theatre that our patients spent, which is an important part of measurement in a hospital, was up by more than 18%.
Sure.
So the second half of the year was strong, the first half of the year was difficult. And we are basing our optimism that that the continuation of what we've seen in the second half carries forward into 2023.
That might raise a few concerns, because I'm assuming this is exacerbated by rising inflation, ongoing load shedding, and just the bleak economic climate that we happen to be in. Help us understand how you're preparing then for the next few months moving into 2023 as these challenges might persist.
Well, in terms of inflation, we as a management team, along with many other South African corporates, have experience in dealing with inflation in South Africa. And that expertise is also filtered into our international operations. But with strong growth in underlying activities, you end up doing more business through your existing infrastructure, which helps offset some of the inflationary cost pressures that hit your business.
Mm.
With load shedding, we are well equipped to ensure that we deal with this challenge. We have built-in diesel generators and redundancy factors in our hospital complexes. Yes, it's expensive. September, our diesel bill was about 8 million rand, and for the 12 months, our diesel bill was about 40 million rand. So whilst we deal with load shedding, it's expensive.
Mm.
And when it comes to how we dealt with the COVID pandemic, all our hospital managers are very well equipped to deal with this. But fortunately, as I speak to you now, we only have 80 COVID cases nationally in our South African hospital complexes.
Okay. And I would assume that on average, in comparison to what we've seen during the third wave, the fifth wave, this is really quite a lower number, which gives us a sense of certainty and understanding that at least the concerns around COVID are under control. Would that be a fair assumption to make?
Well, Gogolet, I don't want to tempt fate, but
sure.
At the peak of COVID wave 5, there were more than 2,200 patients per day in our hospitals. 80 is a small number compared to 2,200. Yeah. But COVID will never go away. It's in society. It's in our midst. I'm hopeful that the worst of it is behind us. But we can never be complacent.
Definitely. You mentioned very valid points there, Peter. And I guess to close it off for this conversation for today, I want to bring it back to us as consumers, right? For many of us, we interact with your facilities due to experiencing a healthcare or the birth and delivery of a child. And I'm keen to understand for the average South African, as we move forward regarding how you structure your operations and, of course, prepare for these economic headwinds that you've highlighted, will anything change in our experience of your healthcare facilities?
That's such a good question and resonates with the way that Life Healthcare has set up its business. Of course, excellent clinical care is what we stand for. And as we grapple with the challenges going forward, making excellent clinical care more accessible and more affordable is what our responsibility is in society. So we are constantly finding ways of making sure that people can access facilities. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to make care cheaper by being more efficient without reducing the quality. A good example of this is what we're doing in our radiology services business, where we aim to make access to radiology, MRIs, CTs, X-rays, more accessible and more affordable by delivering efficient systems. And we seek to do that across a number of different medical processes. Hopefully, we deliver this back to South African society, and hopefully, our patients agree with us that we've achieved our objectives.
Yeah.
We will not give up.
You are correct. And just to close off with, as you mentioned this rising inflationary environment, and as you highlighted, we're trying to make access to healthcare more affordable for South Africans. How has that impacted, I guess, your patients making their way to your healthcare facilities and maybe even payments, given that medical healthcare costs have increased slightly in the last 2 years at least?
It has. And when I talk about accessibility and affordability, it's really dealing with those factors that are under our control. Are we efficient in the hospital complexes? Are we making sure that by delivering quality care, we're doing it with the best interests of the patient at heart? And there could be many examples across our complicated hospital structures, but the overall drive is to deliver exactly what I'm saying.
Fantastic. Peter, we appreciate your time this evening, sir, and certainly wish you all the best going forward. Your success leads to the success of quality healthcare for many South Africans, so it really is something that we're counting on. Thank you again for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you, Kogaleta. Good evening.
Take care. That's Peter Wharton Hood, who is the Group Chief Executive Officer at Life Healthcare.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.